in the 20 years that we've had Country in the Park, the first day of ticket sales, we sold the most tickets we've ever sold opening day for any Country in the Park.
And it wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close. Little Big Town back in, I forget, 2013, 14, we sold 800 tickets. First day with John, over 1,100.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
People around here love your little boy.
That just, you know, it just warms my heart because he's worked so hard. And Country in the Park is such a big thing for him. He gets so emotional when he plays there.
Yeah. Can you talk about the last time John played Country in the Park a few years ago?
Yeah.
You were kind of close to the stage and tell your story.
Ashley and I went up on the side stage. We were actually up on the stage, but in the back. And we were watching John. He was just out there, and he was out on the, I guess, the catwalk. And just the reaction from the fans, I mean, he was just out there, and he's not wanting to get off stage, you could see. And he turned back around to come back up to get another guitar. And we seen that his lips were quivering, and he was, you know, almost crying. And then both Ashley and I just started crying because we knew just the emotions that were running through him was just so awesome. He was just so happy. It's unbelievable how it is in California when he comes home, how the fans are.
I think a lot of folks around here feel like they've got a little bit invested in John because we've seen him come up from, what, I think he played like two songs the first time he ever played Country in the Park. He had a big Band-Aid on his neck. And
I remember that. You know, I told him about that. I said, my son, you know, because Lucas is at that age where he's getting into other music and stuff, and he found out John was going to be there, and he loves Tyler Rich, too, and he's like, Dad, I need to get backstage. And I said, well, I don't know. It's a little tight this year, you know, with John. He goes, yeah, but ask him. He probably remembers I hung out with him backstage at his first Country in the Park. Ask him because he had a big Band-Aid on his neck.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You have to be proudest moms in the state of California.
I am so proud. In fact, when I read the article about the 20-year Country in the Park celebration, and I just started crying because I know how hard he's worked and what he's dreamed of. He's always wanted to play Country in the Park. That's been a big dream of his way back, geez, when I think he was in Northern Comfort.
And I'll tell you something else. It's not just people here in California. Obviously, John is one of the hottest new country stars that we've got. And Shelley, I do a podcast with various songwriters. Every single songwriter, when we talk about the most promising new country artist coming up, John is the one common denominator. He's the one name they all, and they bring it up kind of almost on their own. I just did an interview with the guy that wrote Heartache on the Dance Floor and What You Can't Put Down, Bryce Long. And he said, John, his gift for melodies, coming up with melodies, is like unparalleled.
Yeah, that's awesome. I get to sit in when he does songwriting sometimes when he brings some of the songwriters home. And it's pretty amazing to watch how they go about it. I had a lot of fun with Red Atkins and Luke Laird when they were here for, I guess, almost a week. Yeah, so I got to watch, you know, how the song begins and how it actually ends up to be a song, you know. Just little words, and then John would do the melody, and they'd try to put it all together, and it ends up being pretty amazing.
You know, it's all your fault, right?
I am so, you don't know how excited I am. I am beyond excited. Because I know how hard he's worked, and I just know that his heart is so happy.
Well, we can tell you that on May the 11th, when we're all at the 20th sold-out Country in the Park at Cal Expo, and there are 18,000 screaming fans, you will be treated like a queen.
Ah, thank you. I'll be screaming.
I think we need to bring you out to introduce your son. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know. I get stage fright sometimes.
I'll tell you what. We'll do it if you bring us a thing of enchiladas.
Do you know how hot it's going to be?
Right.
That's why we started having it in May.
Well, Shelley, we're so happy for you. We're so happy for John and your whole family, and we can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you right back. We'll talk to you soon, Shelley. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.